of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning I want to just look briefly at the visitors who came to Jesus when he was born. Several groups responded to the news of Jesus' birth in different ways. And I want to look at their responses to this baby who was God, Emmanuel, and see what we can learn from them. A clue. The first group who visited were the angels. What did they do? That huge group of angels which appeared in the night sky and praised God for sending Jesus. They were incredibly the news that the Saviour had been born. This Christmas, let's get excited. Just about seeing loved ones and giving and getting presents and eating amazing food and going to parties. Let's get excited about the baby Jesus. You may have experienced many Christmases, and there may be some tedium that sneaks in, but the angels remind us that this extraordinary event is worth getting excited about. Not very good at this one. The second group of people who visited Jesus were the shepherds. When they heard about Jesus being born in Bethlehem, what did they do? They decided to travel to Bethlehem and investigate what had happened. They wanted to know more about this baby. This Christmas, let's spend some more time finding out about the baby Jesus. Open your Bible and spend time with what it says about who this baby was and the man he grew into. We can get a bit ho-hum and the Christmas story, but the shepherds remind us that this extraordinary event is worth further investigation. Got it sorted? Then there was the group of wise men. They saw a new star, and in their wisdom believed this was announcing the birth of a new king. So what did they do? They travelled a long way so they could worship this newborn baby. Matthew tells us that when they saw Jesus, they fell down and worshipped him and they gave him their gifts. They recognised that although he looked like every other baby ever born, he was also a very special baby. We can get very busy with Christmas activities, but the wise men remind us that this extraordinary event is worth our effort to go and take time to worship, to offer our gifts to Jesus, to get on our knees and spend some time focused on him. So there we have it. Three groups who responded to the news of Jesus' birth in different ways. In excitement and praise, in investigation and pondering, in worship, offering their very best. None of them could wait because some things can't wait. Joy and praise, questions and pondering, generosity and worship. One might particularly stand out for you as the one that God is calling you to this Christmas, or perhaps all of them beckon to you. My challenge on this Christmas day is to take time to get excited, take time to investigate this amazing story further, and take time to offer your best to Jesus, the baby born who is God with us. Don't wait. And let me finish with a poem from the What Can't Wait resource that we've been using through Advent. It's called What Can't Wait. I confess, I am good at waiting. I waited for someone else to be passionate before I made a change. I waited for you to say I love you before I was honest. I waited for affirmation about my work before trying harder. I waited for anyone else to take the lead instead of speaking up. I waited for you to forget instead of saying sorry. I wait for a compliment before I feel beautiful. I wait for your call before calling back. I wait for an opinion before stating my own. I wait for a rainy day to slow down. I wait for a sunny day to go outside. I wait for Saturdays to call home. I wait for free time to read my Bible. And too often I wait for Sunday to pray. I've lived well, but I've also sat on my hands, turned my head, closed my eyes, lived in denial, pretended it would get better. But believed in someone else's call over my own, and ignored the fact that these hands belong to God. But these hands belong to God. I guess what I'm trying to say is, what if Mary waited 9 months so that we wouldn't have to? And what if the disciples waited 3 days so that we wouldn't have to? There is love to sow, peace to reap, joy to feel, and a promised day that I'm longing for. So if you want to join me, I'll be busy unlearning years of sitting and waiting. Let's join to sing the first Noel.